Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to day 4 of Never Lose Hope. The title of today's devotion is called The Cause for Courage. Napoleon once said, "Courage is like love. It must have hope for nourishment." Our text today is Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 6 through 8. "Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you." Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, "Be strong and courageous, for you shall go with this people into the land that the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall put them in possession of it. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." The phrase "be strong and courageous" is repeated 25 times in the Bible. God speaks these words 4 times directly to Joshua, Deuteronomy 31:23, Joshua 1, 6, 7, and 9. At other times, God sends the same message to Joshua through his servant Moses, as in Deuteronomy 31:6-8. Why does God have to repeat this message so often to an incredible leader like Joshua? Because we all need encouragement and strength to courageously face our fears. As Napoleon once said, courage must have hope for nourishment. However, God doesn't just simply speak the words, "be strong and courageous," and expect us to bow our necks and will ourselves to tough it out. Fear is a real emotion, and overcoming it does not happen through just positive thinking. Good thing God gave us some incredible reasons not to be afraid. Our awesome God gives 3 incredible causes for courage in our scripture today. The first reason we can have courage is because God goes before us, Deuteronomy 31:8. When God sends us into battle, he goes before us to lead the way. Deuteronomy 1:30 declares, "The Lord your God will himself fight for you before your eyes." You can be strong and courageous when you know God goes before you. And not only does God go before you, but he also walks with you, Deuteronomy 31, 6, and 8. This is the second cause for courage. The God who leads the way also stays with you all the way. The confidence that comes from knowing God is there infuses courage into our soul. The third cause for courage is the following phrase, "He will not leave you or forsake you," from Deuteronomy 31:8. You can go wherever God calls you with courage because he has promised to never leave you. God never abandons his children. So what else do you need to cause you to live with courage? Put your hope in these truths. God is your guard and your guide. He goes before you. He is also right beside you, and he will never leave your side. One of the many things I love about God is he doesn't just tell these truths, but he also illustrates them through the lives of his people. As you study scripture, you will notice that everything Moses told Joshua about God in Deuteronomy 31:6-8, God later demonstrated personally to Joshua in Joshua 2 and 3. These chapters of Joshua record the miraculous crossing of the Jordan River at flood stage, which marked the nation's long-awaited entrance into the Promised Land. God had directed the priest to take up the Ark of the Covenant and proceed ahead of his people. The Ark of the Covenant contained the mercy seat where God's presence resided. So the Ark symbolized God's presence going before them to lead the way into the Promised Land. When the priests were carrying the Ark of the Covenant and stepped into the raging waters of the Jordan River, God parted the river by backing up the water into a heap on both sides so that his people could cross on dry ground. A very unique instruction is found in Joshua 3:4. The people had to follow the Ark of the Covenant from a distance of approximately 10 football fields. God's presence will go before them, but His power demanded their reverence and respect. Imagine walking behind the priest and watching from a distance as the rushing water that had flooded the river suddenly stopped, and the riverbed miraculously dried up before your eyes. And all of this occurred around the Ark of the Covenant, which you knew to symbolize God's presence. Just as Moses told the people in Deuteronomy 31:8, "It is the Lord who goes before you." Then, as the priests holding the Ark of the Covenant stood in the middle of the Jordan River on dry ground, the entire nation of Israel passed by. The presence of God, pictured by the Ark of the Covenant, stood between the river and their reward. Between the bank and their blessing was their God. Just as Moses said to Joshua years earlier in Deuteronomy 31:8, "He will be with you." Then, after the entire nation had crossed over the Jordan River, the priest carrying the Ark of the Covenant walked out on the other side. Joshua 4:18 records what happens next. "And when the priest bearing the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord came up from the middle of the Jordan, and the soles of the priest's feet were lifted up on dry ground, the waters of the Jordan returned to their place and overflowed all its banks as before. Surely God went before them, stood beside them, and even walked behind them as their rear guard." The words of Moses to Joshua in Deuteronomy 31:8 could not have been a better commentary on what occurred in Joshua 3-4. God never left them. He did not forsake them. They did not have to fear or be dismayed because God walked with them each step of the way. God's presence is more than enough reason for you not to despair. May the knowledge of His continual presence before you, beside you, and behind you cause you to live courageously for Him. Here are a few questions for you to ponder today. Which of the three causes for courage encourages you the most, and why? How does God's visual aid with the Ark of the Covenant and the miracle crossing of the Jordan River give you more confidence in these biblical truths? And finally, in your prayer time, focus on God's presence with you and let hope nourish your courage. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.